too hard to bear. I'm not afraid because she's always there. One word or smile can change the day, and the thought of how she thrills me makes me say.
Hello, Burlington. This is DJ Freckleface Strawberry back in the studio today. I did just burp a little bit into the mic. Just disregard that. Like, just don't, like, we don't need to talk about it. I don't know why I'm talking about it. I don't know why I'm bringing it up. I don't know why we're still on this conversation, but that's okay. We can move on. I have a very special guest in the studio today. He is the... I guess the originator of DJ Freckleface Strawberry. It's hey, my dad. It's Mr. Paul Buonanducci.
Hello, Burlington. Hello, Ivy Rose. And I actually, we've only been together for about 12 minutes.
It's true.
I haven't seen you in so long. My goodness, I've missed you so. It's good to be back in the booth with you here on this lovely day on the lovely campus of the University of Vermont.
I will say it is crazy. It was so warm this whole week. I was so excited. You'll get to see like a warm Vermont fall, and then suddenly...
Oh my God, all the leaves are gone.
All the leaves are gone. It's because of the drought.
I was expecting to see a burst of color.
I know. Well, we have a little, like in a minute 30 to give a little announcement before we're going to get into some of my dad's favorite songs.
Stick
from
around for
the...
this.
From the history of my show here on WRUV, but Paul, what do we got?
So we're gonna read a little something that everybody needs to be aware of. So being kind to service workers, as though I am in the service industry, I think is extremely important. So, have you been treating your retail workers kindly lately? Have you been extra sweet to your overworked waiters and waitresses and retail salespeople? You may have noticed that lately it seems individuals are being ruder than ever to people simply trying to do their job. Studies have shown that inclivity is increasing between customers and service employees. Next time you're interacting with someone on the job, take a deep breath and be patient while they do their best to serve you, because they are trying. Take a moment to interact with them and ask how their day is going, how they're doing. Treat them like a part of your community, because they are. Because at the end of the day, kindness comes back around from your considerate and community-lifting DJs here at WRUV and the Dads. That is a nice announcement for everyone to kind of take with them today.
Thank you. Well, our first song up, I mean, we were listening to the classic The Charm intro song that I play every week on the Burlington airwaves here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. But up first is Found Me by Men I Trust, one of my dad's favorites.
Yes.
That I played right before I went to their concert over November break, like freshman year. It was probably one of my first shows, one of my graveyards, but here it is.
Enjoy.
I'm in the best I'm not afraid to
I am going to butt in here for a second and say that the next two songs coming up are something that my dad and I have bonded over very much so. We've got What Should I Say by the 1975 and Falling For You Live from Madison Square Garden by the 1975 coming up. Some of our favorites.
Amazing band. Amazing. I love them. Love them dearly. And every song that I listen to, even though they've been around for a while, is just brand new to me. So it's great. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Falling For You, live actually from the AO Arena, AO Arena in Manchester, February 17th of 2024.
I still remember that song like it was yesterday, the show we went
mm-hmm,
to.
Mm-hmm, we heard it live.
I'm ready to run through a wall right now.
It was a great, great song.
Really,
definitely like one of the ones that, like whenever you go to a concert, like when I just went to Lord, like, there's so many songs now that, like, I listen to, I'm like, I just feel like I'm still there, like, in the arena, losing my mind.
It's awesome.
But, yeah, up next, we have four songs that are kind of taking us back to, like, freshman year.
Ooh.
Planet V is what the show used to be before it was The Charm.
I'm so glad you're off that shift.
Oh, yeah. 6 to 8 on Sundays, though I should say that is a very nice graveyard, all things considered. But up first is going to be Drive, the Deftones version.
Thank you. gonna come around when you break.
Was a wartime hero.
Thank you.
That was Calloused by Title Fight. We heard the live version of It Ain't Like That by Alice in Chains, which my dad and
best version I've ever heard.
We were gonna play the original version. I was like, oh, it's like kind of. I kind of like to try. Ooh, we are clipping. Sorry about that. I kind of like to try and play live versions when I can. Like with the 1975 song, I played the live version of Falling for You. Like. Just so it's like you can get a little variety, because a lot of these songs, like especially if it's a more popular band or album, like kind of finding those live versions that have like a little special something to them instead of just playing like the mass produced version. But yeah, I feel like we kind of decided like that is the best version of that song
we've
ever heard.
Absolutely lit playlist today.
But very different from what I'm usually playing. Not really very different, actually, but different in the sense of like just the vibe that we're going on right now.
A
little more upbeat today. But yeah, right ahead of It Ain't Like That by Alice in Chains, we had Star Dog Champion by Mother Love Bone. And starting us off was the best version of Drive, which was Drive by Deftones.
No question. Better than the Cars original version.
It is better than the Cars original version. And people may get mad at that statement, but it's a statement that we believe wholeheartedly. And I think that is a beautiful thing. Up next is going to be two of the same artist, and it's going to take 20 minutes for two songs, because that is just what this artist does best.
Another one that you've gotten me to really embrace as of late. Love this artist as well.
It is one that has seen me through my whole college career and not all of high school, but really got me through those last high school years. And then I saw her at Higher Ground, it was right around this time, actually, freshman year of college, so 2 years ago now, and I was standing in the front row just staring up at her in awe. And
I remember you sending me pictures.
It was the best.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was, it's probably tied now for Lorde. I can't stop talking about Lorde. I would make the whole playlist Lorde if I could. But it's probably tied now with Lorde that I saw like 2 weeks ago. But Ethel Cain at Higher Ground, October 2023 in Burlington, BTV, Burlington, Vermont, was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. Great set list. These two songs are not going to be songs that she played at that show, but this first one is one of the first Ethel Cain songs I heard, my senior year of high school. It wasn't like I'd been listening to her on and off a little bit before then, because she released her album, Preacher's Daughter, earlier that year. But then this one, I'm a huge Florence and the Machine fan, and I know my mom, who's listening in, is also a huge Florence and the Machine fan. We've bonded over that a lot as I've grown up, and I showed this one to my mom, and she's like,
"Krista,
wow.
We love you.
Hi, Mom. I love you." But we bonded over this one because you're like, wow, this is fantastic.
This is for you, Mom.
But this is Morning Elvis by Florence and the Machine. And then ahead of that is going to be a very special song, which we'll talk about when it's done. Okay.
When they dress me and they put me on the plane to Memphis, well, I never got to see Elvis. I just sweated it out in a motel room, but I think the king would have understood why I never made it to Graceland. Bathroom tiles were cool against my head. My forehead to the floor, and I prayed for a trapdoor. I've been here many times before, but I've never made it to Graceland. If I make it to the morning, I should have come. Store, pick me up above my body,
press my corpse against the wall. I told the band to leave without me. I'll get the next flight and I'll see you all with the rest. If I don't survive the night, if I make it to the morning, this is it, but the call it always calls. Sounds like children begging to be born. But I guess I've got my way. Anything, anything, anything but this, if I make it to the morning.
Save me from another late night of
That was Waco, Texas by Ethel Kane, a song that, despite it being 15 minutes long, I've been playing on repeat basically ever since it came out, but truly in the past week or so, it's been on repeat. Dad, did you
incredible.
Like that one?
Haunting lyrics, but in a good way.
In a good way,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the usual with Ethel. Yeah.
I've grown to love Ethel Kane since we saw her in Central Park that
yes,
time.
Yes, we did.
I've been really in. Every time I want to, I just think of you, I put on Ethel Kane.
No. So. You say you do that with a 1975, though, too. You have a lot
I
of
do.
Options.
Yep, exactly. No, it's great being in the booth here with you again. The third time I've been able to
third
do
time,
this
third
with
time's
you.
A charm.
And I can't
third
wait.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, no, no. There's absolutely no place I would rather be than right here, right yeah. now with you, my dear. So
thank
it's been
you.
Awesome. Great time.
I'm glad that you were able to come up and catch the show. I know it being not on a Thursday and not a Monday now caused some potential difficulties.
It's okay.
But,
we can work it
but
out.
But we worked it out. We worked it out truthfully, and now everything is beautiful and amazing.
Great show. Hope everybody enjoyed.
Thank you for listening to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. This has been The Charm. My name is Ivy. I'm here every Thursday. Unfortunately, my dad will not be with us
no.
next time, but I will be here from 2 to
I will
3
be
p.m.
Listening.
Per usual, I'll probably shout him out. He's usually in the comment section, or what's it called, the chat?
Yes, the chat.
Chatting
always.
Up.
Let
the,
you know when I'm in.
Oh, yeah. So, but yeah, until then, have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the crisp fall weather that we're that's coming in. I know that I was a little bit sad about it at first because I was like, ugh, I was getting so happy with all the warmth because it still hadn't left yet. And now the first frost is tonight. So I guess if you're in,
it'll be stick season before you know it.
It will be. If you're in need of any outdoor time, I would do it now and not in... later tonight, I guess. It's good. I don't know. I heard that I was gonna get down to like 25 degrees, and I just don't think
Let's
any of us
town.
Are ready for that
no.
one quite yet. But again, thank you for listening to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington, and I will talk to you all next
Bye-bye.
Week. Bye-bye.